Now, the restoration of memory to one of these beings is of great interest to us, since all that is really wrong with him is that things have happened to him which he knows all about but won't let himself in on. Therefore, the restoration of memory is done as a matter of course in almost any processing, and in view of the fact that it is part of any processing, it is impossible today to process somebody well and expertly without having them sooner or later get some sort of a recall on a past existence with some small reality. It's very hard. You process somebody after a while and then try to tell him he has not lived before, and you'll have an argument on your hands. You can invalidate him. You could chew him up. You could chop him down. These things are easily invalidated. Well, why are they easily invalidated? It's because they're so tenuously remembered. It's very difficult to remember them, so they're very easy to knock out. Well, an individual's own will has a great deal to do with this. One should not look for outside sources as to why his memory is shut off, just as he must grant permission to be trapped. So must he grant permission to be made to remember. This is quite fascinating. He is more or less convinced that a memory, remembering back past this subject called death, would cause him to re-experience the pain he already feels has been too much for him. Thus, he is very reluctant to face up again to this mechanism, and facing death almost always goes into a bit of an amnesia. I'm pointing that up again because I have no slightest intentions of having this lecture go into an amnesia. Do you understand that? It could easily do so. Deleting these remarks that punch it up and playing this lecture to some people who know nothing about Scientology would undoubtedly demonstrate at the end of the lecture that these people, not already having, such as you do, a good subjective reality already, that small or great, on this subject, you would find them blank. They would be the blankest people. That would be the time to make bets with them or something of the sort. They would be very blank, because one has re-stimulated blankness. Now, one says, well, it's all very well to take a scientific attitude toward death, and, you know, but after all, it does carry with it a little shock and upset. Yeah, that's very true. That's very true. Until you've been dead a few times, you wouldn't really understand how upsetting it can be. We are actually indebted for a considerable amount of our material to the odd fact that I have been officially dead twice. I don't think I've ever mentioned this very much before, but I died in an operation one time back in the 30s, and went outside above the street and felt sorry for myself. Decided they couldn't do this to me. The heart, body's heart had stopped beating. And I went back, and I grabbed the body by the several, there's a bunch of interesting mechanisms in the head that re-stimulate a body's heartbeats and so forth. And I just took hold of them and said, come on here, and snapped the body back to life. Well, I didn't vividly remember after that exactly what had happened. It's quite amusing that I would fog around on this subject as long as I did. All I knew is that I had confronted a mystery of some sort or another that I couldn't make anything out of.